Chris Bachman. Thanks for joining me on another edition of the My 104.3 High School Sports Spotlight. Recently, I was able to sit down with some of the boys of the Mount Pleasant varsity basketball team and their head coach, Dan Schell. Chris Bachman hanging out with some of the guys from the Mount Pleasant Oilers basketball team. So let me know your guys' name and what grade you're in.
I'm Zeke Burnett, and I'm a senior this year.
Trey Wentworth, and I'm a senior.
Mason Watusik, and I'm a sophomore.
What other sports are you guys playing? What's your favorite sport?
I play basketball and baseball is my favorite.
Football and basketball, and football is my favorite.
Just basketball, so basketball's my favorite.
What's your guys' favorite school subject, and if you got any plans after high school, what are they? And if you don't got any plans, don't worry about it. You got a lot of time to figure it out.
I like math, which is very unusual. I plan to go to Michigan State University next spring.
I like marketing, and I don't know where I'm going next year. I plan to play football somewhere.
Well, obviously gym, but if I had to choose like an actual class, it'd be math. And then I just want to play basketball after high school.
And how do you guys feel about your start to the season so far?
Incredible.
Feels good.
It's good, but we still got a lot to work on.
And did you guys see a great start to this season coming like this?
I fully expected this.
Yeah, we had a good team coming in. We were fast, but we're small.
Yeah, just didn't know what to expect, but thought we would be pretty good.
What's something you guys learned playing basketball out on the court that you just can't learn in a high school classroom?
You learn really how to be great with some teammates and learn some chemistry and working well together with a couple of guys.
You definitely learn how to like bounce back. Like once you get down, you definitely learn to chip away and get back in the game.
You learn how to be a family and interact with others.
And what's your guys' favorite part about playing for Coach Schell?
Shell's an awesome dude. He's pretty funny. Pretty relaxed, but, you know, pretty big, too.
Favorite part is he'll tell you what's up. Like, he doesn't sugarcoat things. He tells you how it is.
He's just laid back, easy to talk to, and he's not just a coach. He's family.
All right. What's your least favorite part about playing for him?
When he gets mad, his face gets really red and scary.
After a loss, those practices the next day are brutal.
Definitely Saturday practices.
And playing for somebody that was a really good basketball player themselves, played in college, does that make you respect them a little bit more because you have to look up to them as a basketball player, just not as a coach, I'd say?
Well, I look up to him also because he's like 6'6". But yes, he was a great basketball player, and he knows everything that he's talking about, so it's great to learn from him.
Yeah, he definitely knows what he's talking about more than other coaches would, but I respect all coaches.
It's just a lot easier to believe what he's saying, and it's easier to learn from him because he's been through it all.
Yeah, Mason, I got a question for you. Last year, you're up on the team as a freshman, stepping into a much bigger role this year. What's that been like?
I kind of expected it, and I just prepared myself in the off season for it.
And where do you guys see your team in March? Where do you need to improve to get there?
I don't want to be cocky, but we're going to keep getting better and better every single game, so I don't see us losing anytime soon.
I see us making a run for the Breslin. We just need to get better defensively and rebounding.
Also, not to be cocky, but we got the district title in the bag, and just going to keep getting better from here.
All right, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And why does everybody want to come watch you guys play this year?
We're exciting, fun to watch.
I think the energy and chemistry we have together, like no one's selfish. We all do what we need to do to win.
I mean, we share the ball, and we're just fun to watch.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate your time so much. Another big thanks to those guys for taking a couple minutes before practice to chat with me about their early season and where they hope to see themselves in March. And I was also able to catch up with their head coach, Dan Schell, and talk with him. Chris Bachman hanging out with Oiler head coach Dan Schell. And Dan, how is this year different from last year, going from 5 senior starters to 0 senior starters?
Well, that's one of the biggest things is what you just said. We had 5 senior starters to now 3 sophomores and 2 juniors starting, and just kind of the leadership roles and responsibilities are a little bit different, and kind of the experience has been obviously a whole lot different. You know, and people forget not only one's a sophomore and one's a junior of those 5 starters, but they're transplants from Marquette, so they're not even used to the system. So, you know, the nice thing is you think the upside's there and we should improve as the season goes on, but it's definitely been a change.
You've been surprised by the start your team's had?
I have. I've told them, and I've told Ricketts, you know, I didn't know if we'd win 5 games this year. Looking at what we had coming in and how young we would be, but give credit to where credit's due. The kids have worked. They've all gotten better. They've spent some time in the gym. They've become better shooters, better ball handling, better everything. Not a single one of them that was not in football missed a day in the weight room in the fall. So they've put their time in, and it's paying off for them right now.
Has this start changed the expectations of this team for you?
No, I my expectations don't change a whole lot. I mean, I'm pretty straightforward, and I want to see the effort and the energy level the way it's supposed to be, and I want to see us progress throughout the year. So we started out a little bit higher than I thought we'd be. I still expect the same expectations as far as improving throughout the year. You know, we need to continue to get better, because the reality is, if we play the way we are right now, we won't win a district championship. It's not in the cards. We won't win 10 games. We need to continue to grow and get better, and I thought we had a good swing with that last Friday versus Powers. I thought we made an improvement after the Midland game, where I thought we struggled a little bit. So it was good to see.
It's been a pleasure watching this team play pressure defense. You've got some great on-ball defenders, particularly Joe Ostrowski. What can you do differently defensively when you have guys who can just lock down like that full court?
Well, first of all, it gives you an opportunity to wear teams down. I mean, if I can put the ball in, I can take away any penetration. You know, obviously penetration kills any team. Either bigs have to step up or guards have to step up and gives up perimeter shots or interior looks. And obviously you can see our size. So for us to be able to pressure, what it does is it allows our bigs not to have so much pressure on them to stop other bigs. Because I say our bigs are 6'1" and 6'2". So that ball pressure is a necessity for us. We have no choice. We play off and play soft, we're going to get hurt inside. Every night in and out, we're going to get hurt inside because of our lack of size. So it allows us to kind of get the game sped up a little bit and try to get to play at the tempo and pace we want to play at.
And I asked the kids about you being a successful basketball player. Now that kind of makes them pay a little bit more attention to what you have to say. How do you think you being a good basketball player helps you as a coach? You kind of give me a funny look right here.
Well, I first of all, they have no idea if I could play basketball or not. That was a long, long time ago. So
I remember watching.
So, but for them, you know, they weren't even alive when I was playing. But I think what it does, it puts in perspective. I've been around hard-nosed coaches. I've been around tough situations in games. It gives me a little bit of experience as far as having been through the war before and understanding maybe the right buttons to push. And with that, I think just the years of coaching has helped that. You know, as a player is one thing, but, you know, I've learned through being around some other successful coaches that, hey, you know, these are some of the things you should do. I mean, my first year was with Denny Kuyper, and I don't know if anybody knows Denny Kuyper. Denny's now an assistant at Texas with Shaka right. Smart, and is probably one of the greatest basketball minds I've been around. You know, and then Ted McIntyre and Steve Marley and Jay Smith. And, you know, I've had a good bunch of resources to draw from, and I think that's probably even a bigger part than being a player.
Huneman, Watuzik, Joe Ostrowski, all sophomores. Not trying to look ahead by any means, but how good can that group of kids be? You've got a pretty good JV team as well this year.
Well, what's the development going to be? I mean, again, kind of like we said with the season, if they stop developing, the ceiling's not that high. If we continue to develop and hopefully continue to grow a little bit and get a little bit bigger and a little bit more physical, I think the ceiling's real high. I think this could be one of the better teams I've ever had here. But again, it's real early in their career to decide that, what kind of time and effort they're going to put into it, and what do they want out of it. It doesn't mean a whole lot what I want out of it. They're the ones that got to work at it. They're the ones that got to put in the time to become a better player. And I think we have that, but like I said, time will tell.
What's your favorite part about coaching this group of kids?
They're pretty coachable. I think the best part about them is they're coachable. We haven't had the egos. We haven't had, as a coach, you go through the season. The seasons get long in basketball. I mean, it's a long, long season. And, you look down the bench, you don't get the sour looks of not playing time. Kids are generally excited for each other. So as far as, coaching them and dealing with everyday practice, their IQ's good, they want to learn, and they're not selfish. They all want to play, but they also understand that there's a role and a place for every kid on this team. Whether you're playing 32 minutes or 30 seconds, there's a role, and they've grabbed hold of that pretty well, and it's been pretty good so far.
What's your least favorite part about coaching this team?
We're young and dumb. I mean, we do a lot of we do a lot of dumb things, and again, certain things that you can't get without experience. You know, whether IQ is good, there's still experience you have to have. Yeah, you have to have experience on the floor with those same five kids or with those seven or eight kids so that you learn the ins and outs of what everybody's thinking. Midland was a prime example. You watch the end of that game and you watch how we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to do. We tried to give that game away. You know, we did not play well, and it's because we hadn't been in that situation yet. And you can practice so much in practice, but until you get in that game situation, we struggle. Now, obviously, we struggled at Midland. We went back to the drawing board, put a little bit in on with Flint, and I thought we were better the second time around. When that game got close to the end, I thought we stretched the lead instead of crumbling, for lack of a better word. So that would probably be my least favorite. We need some seasoning. We need some time and some maturity.
And where do you hope to see this team in March? What's it taking to get there?
Well, first and foremost, our goal every year, I don't care what team it is, it's to win a district. For us to get there, we've got to get better every game. We're going to have hiccups. To say this team's going to be undefeated would be foolish, and it's not going to happen. You know, so the reality is you know, we have a tough stretch coming down the road. And if we don't, and if all of a sudden these setbacks and we go backwards because of a loss, which young teams will do because they start feeling pity and they start whatever, we need to keep getting better. We need to peak in the end of February, not now. So we need to continue to grow, continue to get better. And if those things happen, you know, I think we have a good a chance as anybody in there.
Last question, I like to ask every coach this. Why do kids want to play high school sports? What are they learning out on that court that they're just not going to be able to learn in a classroom?
Well, I talk to, you know, in our parent meeting every year, and I tell them, come back to the experience when I played. Basketball is more than just playing a game. You're learning responsibility, accountability, respect, hard work, dedication. Things that you and I as adults understand we need those for jobs and employability skills. And I've been on the bench where I didn't play, and I've been a part where I've been a starter. And there's just that part where you have to hold yourself accountable for that's your role, you know. And if you don't like something, work harder to try to improve your situation. So I think, you know, when kids leave high school and they leave my program, my goal is to make them better men. It's not to make them, obviously I want to make them better basketball players, but my biggest goal is to make them better men. I haven't had an NBA player come out of here yet, and probably not going to. So to think they're going to make a living at it's probably not a fair assumption. So to get them ready for what's considered the real world, I guess, is probably where we need to be at.
Why does everybody want to come watch this group of kids play?
Because they play hard. You know, the best compliment I was given is we played over Midland and I'd consider rivals. And I got a random email from a fan that was there and just, you know, just applauding our kids at how hard they play. They take care of the things they can take care of. We're not going to get bigger. We're not going to be 6'5". We're not going to become 4'3" speed athletes. But they do play hard. They compete. Ball's on the ground. You'll see kids flying around after the ball to get it, and we won't be outcompeted. I think they pride themselves on that, and as a coach, I pride myself on trying to get them to do that. And so far, we've done it so far.
All right, Coach Shell, appreciate your time, man. Thank you. Another big thanks to head coach Dan Shell and all the guys from the Mount Pleasant Oilers boys basketball team. This Friday, they'll take on Davison at home, and you can catch that game right here on my1043.net. And come back next Saturday for another edition of the My1043 High School Sports Spotlight. We'll be right back.